Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's jump in here. Joe Gao, former lacrosse chancellor, was fired over his involvement with porn. That he and the missus discussed sexual issues in their sexy, healthy cooking YouTube videos. Adam, you and Jen thinking about this at all?
I might already have one up there.
Never you can might, tell. Excuse me? Never can tell.
Excuse me?
The Zucchini Hour with Adam and Jen.
Oh, for the love of God.
Exactly. You're so many jokes. Text away with various food jokes. Go ahead. What happened to CCO? They created and starred in online pornographic videos, published two e-books under pseudonyms about how porn enriches their relationship. Now, I know the easy answer, Susan Kay, and then you next, Adam, is you can't. This is higher learning. We have principles. We have morals. If the guy or the gal is doing a good job, doing a very good job, and it's having no effect as the chancellor, why should he lose his job?
Because he's a perv, and he's working with kids, and you don't know
if he's a perv. Why is he automatically a perv? I mean, sexy, healthy cooking sounds pretty good.
I don't know. I don't like it. It feels creepy. And I mean, I wonder, does the university have a morality clause that says if you do X, Y, and Z, you can't be working here, Mr. Gao?
The lawsuit that he filed, Carter, says the videos and books that he and the wife produced were not obscene or illegal. He distributed them outside the workplace, produced them while on vacation and personal time, and personally covered production costs. I don't know why any of that has anything to do with it, by the way.
He doesn't want to spend university dollars making porn.
Yeah, I guess. Who is our former president who took the other job? And I'm only going to do it while I'm on lunch, you know? Carter, do you fire in this chancellor, yes or no?
I am not. I think I've stood up for this guy before. I think that you are a chancellor. If you do a good job as chancellor, what you do in your private time is your business.
Although we have said, Adam, many times, if you tweet out something or you put something on Facebook that is offensive, it's not private, and we think businesses are in their right to make a decision on what you do in your personal life, correct?
Correct.
Harrigan, you firing this
is porn,
person, yes or no?
This is porn, and I'll side with that. I'll side with porn every time.
Put it down on the Twitter. He sides with porn. Okay. Harrigan, you firing this person?
I am probably firing him at the very least. I'm giving him a new title. Chancellor? That's too royal. That's too high for somebody that dabbles in such filth, such tawdry cooking.
It's gross.
Have you seen the video?
Percentage?
No, I don't want to.
How can you make that judgment?
Exactly.
I'm just saying it's. I want to just throw. Okay, I'm going to pretend to be. I'm not going to pretend. I'm going to play my feminist card because I am a woman, and I think in general.
Thank you for that updated information.
In general, pornography can be seen as, I'm just going to say it, like violence against women or aggression against women. Maybe, I know they're getting paid, but you don't know. Sometimes there's corruption Sometimes women are forced. Taken advantage of, forced into the position. I just think it's dicey. I don't think we should, particularly in this new world that we live in, where if you're not a white man, you're done, Francis.
Whoa. Susie D.E.I. Jones with the news. Okay, you're right that plenty of porn, individuals have been abused, need the money, harassed, they're treated despicably. This is a husband and wife. And there's no allegations, Adam, that she was forced into this, that she hated it, that she wanted to get out of the marriage, and she had no choice. Two consenting adults who decided when they were going to work over the zucchini, they wanted to be naked.
And don't we, you know, and certainly if he's a high school teacher or an elementary school teacher, we
Correct.
Think very differently about this. But college students are young adults. And if the school decides it's too much heat for us, we got to let you go. I get that, but I also believe that an adult in this type of situation, what he or she does on their own time is their own business.
It's Susie, don't you think a lot of this is the PR side of it? That if they found out and it did not become a public story, I don't think they do anything about it. How about that theory?
You mean if it's not discovered and they're able to keep it under wraps and just do it on the side with no one bringing it to the attention?
If his bosses find out and they feel like nobody else knows about it, then I don't think they're doing anything. But when it comes to talker, when it's discussed on a campus, when there's some reporting on it, they feel from those folks who view themselves as more the morality police, they need to stand up to them because they're going to protest more. You're not going to have a lot of protesters saying, bring the folks back, the sexy, healthy cooking folks, bring them back.
I find it all just another plot in this world that has turned into a circus. Another story that I'm not addressing it directly because I feel like it's nutty.
Percentage of people who have cooked naked in America. Adam Carter, what's your guess? Percentage, sexy, healthy cooking. That's naked, right? No, don't you? I mean, I haven't watched the videos. Maybe you can on your ride up to debauchery that you're going to be a part of the next few days. Percentage of Americans, 0 to 100, which is
105%. Get your texters. Have you ever cooked naked?
What constitutes cooking? Just making a ham sandwich, or do you got to get the pans and the oils out?
Mm-mm.
Why do you got to say oils?
Because I had to.
God.
Dangerous. Percentage of people who have cooked, and yes or no, texters, 651-461-9226. Have you dialed up the ham and cheese buck naked? And who is Buck, and why is he naked? Dave? Percentage of people, in your estimation, who've cooked up something while they're naked.
If we're talking just making a Sammy, if that counts, 50%.
Yeah. I mean, what
50%?
About me?
Yeah.
Dude,
Okay.
So you sleep in the nude, maybe, in honor of Dark Star.
And you are
starving, and you get up in the kitchen, and you're by yourself, and you're in there, and you're like, I'm starving.
Put a pair of shorts on.
You would?
Oh, yes.
You wouldn't go out there?
I don't want.
Nobody gets to see the ding dong?
Let's say.
I'm afraid of what happens when he opens the fridge.
Ding dong. Ding dong has been called out now on CCL radio. Okay, let's say, Cardi, you're back in your solo days.
Yeah.
You're in an apartment.
Right.
And you're going to make Kraft macaroni and cheese. Still a staple.
For sure.
Still solid.
You got boiling water involved. You don't want
You don't want to get too close.
I mean, what
scalding.
Kind of, does the boiling water attack you? I mean, what,
well, could
what
get pops,
you've got splatter.
Yeah, for the flame. How about you, Chadwick? Okay. Have you cooked up any dishes?
He eats naked. He talks about it. It's disgusting.
You eat naked?
Yeah, so, well, I can't sleep, like last night, didn't sleep great. Did I go have a sea salt caramel delectable treat? Yeah. Does that count? That doesn't count, though, does it? If I'm just nibbling on stuff?
No, that doesn't count.
I don't think that counts versus I'm making some lasagna.
So you're very comfortable being naked, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm not. I like shorts or even a t-shirt.
It's not like I'm saying I'm walking around, you know, like the neighborhood. Hey, everybody. But if I'm home, you know, sometimes with people there, sometimes solo.
You don't walk around naked if people are in the house.
If it's 2:30 in the morning and I'm going to get a treat, damn right I am.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like Fred the neighbor sleeping over. Okay, if you sleep naked, Harrigan, you chime in. Do you think most people put on some pajama bottoms before they go downstairs and pick up food if they're alone and they sleep naked?
No, I don't think they do.
Susie, honestly, do you want to be back in the 1920s, you know, with
house coat all the way up to the neck?
My moo-moo. Remember when Dark Star asked Madeleine Albright if she slept in the nude? I know Judge Page.
I don't know.
He used to ask that of everybody, Chad.
Madeleine Albright?
Somebody, he had a big guest on when he was doing 9 to Noon, and it was like a big State Department person. It was a woman, and he asked that. It was just...
God, please. Lindsay Peterson.
He could tell us.
Who keeps all of the records. If Dark asks Madeleine Albright, hey, Madeleine, Maddie. Hey, Maddie. One last thing. Thanks a lot for Syria and Iraq and Afghanistan. How about this? You sleeping naked?
Yes, Judge Page that.
Yeah? Mm. What did Alan say?
I think Alan was a bit taken aback. Maybe like he said something like, I'm not going to answer that.
I can't blame him.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
Hey, thanks for the juice, buddy. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Good for you.
Love you.
Drinking him up. He's going to sit home.
He's
like
50 on Friday. I'm not going to see him, so I'm giving a little giving a little booze.
5-0. How do you feel about being 50, Adam? He's sucking his gum. He's choking on.
I was chewing on some gum here.
He was doing a bubble.
I almost didn't make it to 50. I feel fine about it. It's all good.
Yeah. Good. All good.
All right, let's pause. We're late. Thanks, everybody. Text away. What do you think about the professor and the wife? Done. Now they're suing. What do you think about people cooking naked? What's your percentage? And do you cook naked? 651-461-9226. What do we got today, Dave, for the music theme with Arena Sargentopoulos just minutes away?
We've got a lot of good stuff today, and by good stuff, I mean all the stuff that RFK promises he will not take away from us because, as he said, his boss loves McDonald's cheeseburgers and Twinkies. We have a junk food theme today.
Junk food theme? Yeah. RFK Jr. is lying over and over and over again. I mean, it's just, I've watched a lot. It's just absolutely stunning. They'll cite his exact words, no, I didn't say that, or just the length he will go to not answer yes or no questions. It's
out of context. It's out of context.
Exactly.
If you listen to the full podcast, you'd understand.
God, it's just breathtaking. Having someone who wants to improve our food, look out for children, sign me up. I don't care. The president. In this case, is Donald Trump. Sign me up. Donald Trump is my president. Didn't vote for him, but he's my president. He's Dave's president. He's all of our presidents. So save that nonsense. But he doesn't tell the truth. It's just as simple as that. Again, some people are just searching for something here. Wow, Susie. You don't like that, but you put up with Adam and Chad's really disrespectful and disgusting jokes. Susie doesn't like being on the show. She loves being on the show. Susie and I get along tremendously. Adam and Susie, deep down, get along fantastic. Did they battle when they were in the news department? Yeah, because they both have significant personalities, can be moody at times, and bump heads. But truthfully, do they get along? Of course they do. Susie jokes as much as us. And if she didn't like it, she doesn't have to be a part of the show. Nothing is forcing Susie to be on the show. Brad Lane is not saying you have to be on the show. Susie wants to be on the show and loves the humor. And God, some people just don't get it. And there are times I don't get things either. But we get these occasionally and it just cracks me up because how wrong you are. And maybe try to have a sense of humor a little bit. On eating naked, no, exclamation point. Dangerous to the bikini area, less than 10%. No, never. What if they're trying some hands-on learning, talking about the videos with the professor? What happened to radio? Disappointing. We're talking about a lawsuit involving a chancellor of a school, which is what? 3 hours from the Twin Cities? And our signal goes strong into lacrosse. Chad, I love Susie's 10,000 deep sighs during the segment. Yes. You guys aren't funny at all. Grow up. We're talking about the chancellor of a school. We're going to talk about a Fed rate hike that's not going to happen most likely today. We're going to talk about St. Paul. We talk about serious stuff all the time. But we also lighten it up. And I think this texter, you're being a prude. Text continues. I haven't cooked naked since a sizzling bacon incident. Ooh. That would hurt, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Cooking bacon. If we're doing that on the stove, you got to wear long sleeves for that.
Whoa. By the way, bacon in the oven. So much better, right?
I've only done it once.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's
holding you back?
I'm just old school. Just throw it in the frying pan. I can figure it out. It's okay. Doesn't taste any better in the oven.
It's cleaner. It's easier to deal with. A little parchment paper. Boom, you're done.
Well,
I see nothing wrong with it. Me and my wife do everything we can in the nude. Obviously, when it's appropriate, cooking, cleaning, laundry, everything possible. You do you. More text. This couple's personal time is devoted to what is considered sexually exploitative activities reflects on the University of Minnesota by association. They have nothing to do with the University of Minnesota. They're at lacrosse. I think they're teaching adults. They're trying to have fun. They're trying to make money. It doesn't bother me at all. Are we sure Susie isn't required to be on the show as part of a plea bargain? I like the bit. It's candy for the brain. Keep laughing. Yep. Keep it up. You're hilarious. What a bunch of prudes that are offended. And yes, I've cooked nude. Rena Sargentopoulos, next.